Oh, Chris, what is actually going on?
Not much. We are here. It's another week under the wheel of life.
Soul crushing wheel of life.
That's what it is. So Matt brought up the topic earlier this week, and I think it's a damn good one. We're going to talk about everything that James Gunn announced for the next evolution of the DC Cinematic Universe.
I like this idea. I think this is a really fascinating idea. I was talking to Doug earlier today about I am very cautiously pessimistic. Is that even a
Pessimistic.
thing? Yeah,
Okay.
I think we're seeing, and this isn't from like a being in the industry and the fact that there is a big writers negotiation happening right now. So a lot of projects are now kind of like in this weird limbo place at this moment. But I do feel like that the age of the Gladiator movies and our cycle is about to go into background hum.
Well,
And
that leads me to my first thing is, it's 2023. We are like 3 or 4 years removed from Endgame. Where is the superhero movie genre in your eyes now?
I think it's on its way out.
Okay.
I really do. And I do think the James Gunn decision is a very bold move in DC's in like DC's plan, but I think it's too late. I really do. And I'm saying that because movies like Glass Onion and Everything Everywhere, and forgive me for like not really saying the complete title of that, are doing extremely well. And I think a lot of slice of life films are doing much better than originally thought they would. And a mystery films. That's the other thing. I think people are getting bit by the mystery and thriller bug, and that's very good. And I think we're on the way out of this reincarnation of the Gladiator films. I'm calling it that. But that's I love superhero stuff. I love comics. I grew up reading comics, but I feel like we are in a little it's the ebb and flow of the industry at the end of the day. So we're at this moment where we're about to fall into a down. And it's not, it's there's a lot of factors, I believe, that are all playing a part in this little dance that Hollywood does. But at the end of the day, it's like you gotta do what Marvel did. James Gunn has to do what Marvel did and make genre films with the characters instead of making superhero films. So, I think it really depends. We're about to see how well Quantumania is going to do. And if that does well, then I'll eat crow. And Secret Invasion, we'll see how well that does. But I feel like the audience is shifting, and we also have a major shift that's happening in Hollywood because China is no longer as a heavy hitter as a consumer of Hollywood media, and that's India now. And India likes things that are a little fucking wild. So we'll see.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my perspective. I don't, like I said, I'm not like 100% gonna let you know. It's like, hey, this is right. But that's my perspective of just working in the industry, being a part of the industry, observing things, observing the negotiations with the writers right now. A lot of it's Netflix fault, so they can deal with their thing. And I also feel like, I do feel like that, and this is gonna sound really interesting. I think the pivot is gonna have to be made in a way for superhero genre to actually withstand this shift. I think it needs to go to consoles.
Like TV series.
No. I think it needs the interactive like Spider-Man, like the Spider-Man game series.
Abandon films and TV altogether and just do video games.
Not necessarily abandon film and TV altogether. Lessen the load that is being put on the consumer and move it into different other genres. It's kind of like, so Doug and I were talking about this, and Doug brought this up, that it's like, it's becoming the way that we consume comic books. It's like, you're not going to read every single comic book in Marvel. You're going to pick and choose the characters you like and just follow that. So that's what I think is going to ultimately happen. And I really think James Gunn's going to have a very interesting uphill battle. He is DC's what is that titan that puts the that crawls the rock? Sisyphus. Yeah, he is DC Sisyphus right now.
didn't Kratos kill Sisyphus?
I think so.
No, but he must have.
He should have never killed Sisyphus. You know what? I'm going to take a stance about the Titans, and there's only one bastard Titan, and that's Cronus. So all the other Titans were okay. Zeus is the bastard at the end of the day.
Atlas was a jerk, though. He deserved to be killed.
He did. But Sisyphus did it. Prometheus did it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm taking a slightly different tack, but I think we're thought process is mostly aligned in how comic book movies are at their current state. I think coming off the high of Endgame, you know, the big culmination, I think a lot of people are like, that's great, I am done. I am okay moving on with my life.
Yeah.
I think the pandemic killed a lot of it too, because, you know, Black Widow and Shang-Chi, you know, they didn't do as well as they could have because the fucking pandemic was going on.
Yeah.
You couldn't go see them in theaters. I also think that, you know, purely from Marvel, and I'll talk about DC in a moment, Marvel's Phase 4 movies have been mid. All of them have been mid.
Yeah.
I think the only standout is probably Black Panther 2, which has its own problem because of the lack of Chadwick Boseman. That's something that you can't really do anything about.
Exactly. That is so true.
And Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, you know, those movies carry on and because of their cameos.
Yeah.
A lot of their marketing is on their cameos, but like, you know, the whole thing is just kind of messy. And there's not been a real standout. And even like, you know, Eternals was supposed to have, you know, this great director in Chloe Zhao, and they whiffed it. They fucking whiffed it. Shang-Chi was totally fine, but I think that's also a pandemic baby.
Yeah.
Thor Love and Thunder, you know, wildly different tones going on.
Yeah, it's a okay movie at best.
Yeah. So it's kind of I think people have cooled a lot on the MCU.
Yeah.
On the DC side of things, you know, DC's output has slowed down tremendously. You know, we had Wonder Woman 1984 at the beginning, at the end, and the middle of the pandemic. And that was like day and date on HBO Max, which was a problem in and of itself.
Yeah.
We have Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League, which I think is good, but like, you know, it's still like a 8-hour miniseries. James Gunn's Suicide Squad is a lot of fun. But, yeah, you know, it's another pandemic baby. And Black Adam, the hierarchy of power didn't really change.
Yeah.
So superhero movies are in a weird, weird position. I think that hiring James Gunn to be your SAR is a brilliant idea. But I also wonder if it's too late. We'll talk about the things he announced, and they're very interesting, especially as a longtime fan of DC Comics. But, you know, is it enough? Can it turn the tide? We'll see.
Yeah, I think time is going to be the biggest thing about this decision, and to see if they can pull it off. And I think it really hangs on how well does the Superman movie do? You know,
Agreed.
we'll do. That's the biggest thing, right? You
yeah.
know, if the Superman movie is very great, very good, exciting, you know, it really captures the essence of Superman and who he is, I think it's going to do well, and I think it's going to do with the tone shift that DC needs. But, like, that's only time. That's we're only going to be able to know what's going to happen through waiting.
And does Warner Brothers Discovery want to devote that much time and money to this?
Exactly.
Idea?
And that in itself is problematic.
Theoretically, the answer to that question is yes, because they've already greenlit this first 10-year wave. So
theoretically, but they can stop that at any moment.
Of course they can, but I mean, I imagine the gun era is, I don't know how to put it. I don't know.
Well, Matt, since you're here, why don't you tell us, how do you feel the modern, where are superhero movies at this time for you?
I mean, still must see is something I look forward to every time. Like, I love it. I have zero burnout. Like, I've already gotten my tickets to see Shazam and Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just don't give a damn.
Okay.
Do I wish DC was better collectively? Of course I do. But between TV and movies and games and comics right now, like, it, comic fans are eating good.
Okay. So let's talk about what James Gunn has announced. The first one for the movie slate, Superman Legacy.
That's actually not first. That's the first movie.
Well, that's
it's not first in launch time.
I'm going off the list.
Okay.
He's going off the list.
I would have gone off the list that James Gunn himself gave, like the order. But,
well,
you know,
by all means, pull it up and tell us.
That's fine. It's all good, Chris.
Is it?
It's all good.
All right. 2025.
Superman is the first film, but there are two TV shows that are coming out before Superman.
Okay, we'll get to there. Don't worry. 2025, the new Superman movie. With no Henry Cavill. So right. A brand new Superman.
Whoever they cast is going to, and you know, you got to know that they know that's coming, right? Like, the just sheer judgment that's going to be put on them.
The Brandon Routh syndrome.
Whoa.
Yeah, but even more so because Brandon Routh was just the first after a really long time, and it's not like Reeves was going to come back and do it. Like, this is going to be a whole lot of hardcore Snyderverse fans who stand Cavill hardcore going, you know, and that's the uphill battle Gunn has with this project, is that all of the people that are upset that they finally got the Snyderverse cut and then everything Snyderverse was discarded immediately, they're going to have a vendetta against whoever they cast. And I feel bad for that kid, whoever it ends up being.
Who do you want to be a Superman? It's a long way off. And if you don't have a specific person in mind, I'm okay with that too.
Well, I think about it?
Yeah, by all means. I'll tell you
what. What about Brandon Routh?
He's very busy right now. I'm hoping, and I hope this for Wolverine too. I think that you have to go B or C level, or someone brand new entirely.
Agreed. Like, start him fresh or elevate him. Like, give him the Robert Downey Jr. syndrome.
Yeah, I think you know, Henry Cavill, he never really got his due as Superman, but he might be a little too big to be Superman now. I would like someone a little fresher. I don't have anything particularly in mind.
I heard some people throw out that the guy from Top Gun Maverick, the kind of like the asshole, like the Iceman,
Miles Teller
analog. No, Glenn Powell.
Oh, Glenn Powell. Yeah, sure. Why not? Here's the thing. Also,
I just don't want them to go too young. You know, like,
I mean, only if you're doing fucking John. John right. Kent. But like, no, I'm looking at him. He could be a Superman. I'm not averse to that. And with modern bodybuilding technology, it literally doesn't matter. If Zachary Levi point. Can pull off a Shazam, it's totally fine.
Isn't that you're not wrong about that? But can I tell you the one thing that's got me already kind of one step backward on Superman Legacy?
Yeah.
Gunn has been very vocal about Grant Morrison's All-Star Superman being like the big inspiration for this film. Uh-huh. And I fucking hate that book. Hate it. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to Superman.
Absolutely.
I hate it. It's so bad. It's so fucking boring.
It's not.
It is. It's terrible.
It's not.
100%. It is.
That's your opinion.
It is my opinion. That's literally the point of this discussion.
You're wrong. It's true, great. Right?
This is all opinions.
It's great.
At the end of the day,
it's so bad.
It's tough.
I have tried to go back and read it, and I'm just like, I get like two parts in, and I'm like, this is fucking garbage. When is something actually going to happen?
At the end.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm really looking forward to another Man of Steel syndrome where we get 2 hours of build-up to mediocre payoff.
I wonder if Paul Kent's going to die in a tornado again.
I hope so. I don't know. Look, I really hope he's just taking, like, sporadic inspiration for, like, vibes or something. But if we're, like, trying to replicate that book in movie form, like, I will not see it.
As someone who loves All-Star Superman, who the fuck is this? Wolfgang Novogratz?
I say this guy, Superman. Look at this guy.
Sure. This is Wolfgang Novogratz.
Sure, why not? as someone who loves All-Star Superman, I also do not want that to be the basis of a movie. It's a loss.
I mean, I have no problem with that, Josh, because I don't know who he is, and so therefore it satisfies our
born in 97.
That no one knows.
Jesus.
He kind of looks like he can pull off Superman. If you look at him, you're like, yeah, I can do it.
Listen, anyone can pull off Superman. You just need the presence. Yeah.
And you need
you need a Lois Lane. You need a good Lois. You need a good Superman.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of their keystone movie. We'll see how that plays out. They've also announced.
It's so important, though. It's so important. Like, this is your.
But that's the thing. Like so much is going to rest. Like, right, 100%. Here's what's going to happen. If the Superman movie doesn't come out of the gate blowing everyone away and mm-hmm. making $2 billion, the suits up at HBO Max that have meddled in every other DC movie and are the reason the Snyderverse got like kneecapped are going to do the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Because now if it's not an immediate Marvel-level success, disregarding the fact that Marvel's been building on its own success for almost 15 years now, like, people think you can just replicate that on day one, and when they don't, then they don't nurture it and give it the support and budget it needs to get to that point. But they're like, oh, it wasn't an immediate success? Axe it all.
It's going to be
it's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Supergirl movie based off the excellent series Woman of Tomorrow.
Correct.
I really love Woman of Tomorrow. I think it's one of the better DC comics that came out in the last year. I'm not quite sure how this is going to work out.
Well, especially when you factor in that all these movies are being tied together into one narrative. So how do we parse All-Star Superman with Woman of Tomorrow?
Yeah, you really can't. That's very sloppy.
I mean, you can, and I'm sure they're doing it. That's why they've announced it. But like, it's an interesting. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep doing it the way you want to do it. You know, it's whatever.
Is it?
If we're talking about discussing Wave One, we should do it in the chronological order they're going to be dropping.
Look, I grabbed an article. This is the order they have them listed in.
There's like two TV shows you didn't talk about.
We haven't gotten to the TV shows, Josh.
But that's my point. We're not talking about them in order.
Haven't gotten to them yet.
All right, executive decision. I'm jumping in.
By all means, take over.
All right, sweet.
I'm thrilled to death.
Okay, so the first thing that's dropping. The first thing is literally just Chris Bate. It is an animated TV show, the first animated show of this new era, and it's called Creature Commandos.
Fuck yeah.
Chris, tell me about Creature Commandos and why you're excited.
The Creature Commandos are a World War II fighting force that features a Dracula, a Frankenstein, and a Wolfman.
And also Weasel.
And a Weasel, and an Invisible Man, and sometimes a mummy, and they fight Robot. Nazis.
That's a lot happening.
They're great. And I was thinking about this earlier, and one of my favorite things about Mr. James Gunn, who I'm quite fond of, is that he has a taste for the weirdness.
It's true, he does.
The DC Universe inherently is very weird.
Yeah.
I mean, so if he's going to make a Creature Commando thing and make it relevant, I'm absolutely in. And I think they should really kind of dig into the weird corners of the DC Universe.
Seems like they are already, which is nice.
More so. I mean, we can do an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. program.
Oh, give it to me.
Give it to me. In my veins.
Ha! Jinx.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Soda. Jinx, wow. You owe me a soda.
No.
That's right.
Moving on.
Creature Commandos. Great. 10 out of 10. I'll be there. I don't finish a lot of shows. I'll finish this show.
This show's going to get finished.
This show's getting finished. Oh, yeah.
So, next up. Oh, and also, it's worth noting, especially because one of the big things that caught my attention about James Gunn's approach to this is that it's similar to the way Marvel did it, but they're doing it from the start, and it's that all aspects of DC media are going to be interconnected. So animated shows, TV shows, movies, and games are all going to be now moving forward part of this overall narrative. And it's the animated part's cool because they said that whoever they cast to voice a character will be who they get to play the character. So whoever is going to be voicing Frankenstein will show up in Swamp Thing, which we'll get to. You know what I mean? Like that is 100% like the kind of cameos that you'd get in the Swamp Thing show, and you'll see why when I bring it up. Okay, anyway. So I think that's really neat. And they didn't announce any games because games take a long time to develop, so we'll see how that goes. But they also mentioned that anything outside of this canon universe will get tagged with an Elseworlds logo. So Teen Titans Go, the cartoon, is being rebranded with an Elseworlds like tagline. Same with the CW shows. And Matt Reeves' Batman Part 2 and The Joker 2 are now being all rebranded as Elseworlds Tales.
Okay.
And the four existing DC properties that are still coming out from the old guard, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Blue Beetle, and Aquaman, are all going to lead into the Flash movie, who James Gunn confirmed will be a Flashpoint story that will end in a universal reset that kickstarts Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that's pretty neat. Now the second show that's coming out after Creature Commandos, but before Superman, is Waller. Waller, of course, being Viola Davis, part of that is like why I'm kind of bummed about Cavill and Affleck and all of them being dropped is because like he's keeping all the people related to his personal show Peace Walker.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like, oh man.
Well, and also, you know, Viola Davis is pretty perfect.
Oh, agreed, 100%. But so were the rest of them. Anyway, whatever. That's a story for another day. Waller will be a story of Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. It'll chronologically take place between Peacemaker seasons 1 and season 2 and feature several of the characters from the Peacewalker series. And I think that is also going to be super neat. It's being written by one of the people that helped do It's being written by the guy that did Watchmen and the creator of Doom Patrol are like the ones attached to the Waller show.
Excellent.
Then we have Superman Legacy, who James Gunn said will be the proper kickstart to the DC Chapter 1. So Superman Legacy will be the first movie. After Superman, we have a new HBO Max series called Lanterns, and that's going to feature Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart. He referred to it as True Detective, but with space cops.
Okay.
And he said that whatever the plot line involves in Lanterns, as they're being cops protecting Precinct Earth, as he called it, is going to reveal the overarching plot or mystery of Chapter 1 of this era. So Lanterns will be vitally important, apparently. And interestingly enough, the image he used to tease the show shows a Green Lantern Hal Jordan and a Yellow Lantern Jon Stewart.
Interesting.
So let that sink in. After that, the next film after Superman Legacy is The Authority.
Yeah, this was a big one.
A big surprise one. Like, that's all right. Basically, Josh, to put it in perspective, imagine if Marvel started, they're like Iron Man and then Guardians of the Galaxy or Eternals. You know what I mean? Like, kind of movies that only thrived because they had already built up all that goodwill.
Right.
That, like, The Authority, even I only know half of the characters because of Midnighter and Apollo, but. Yeah,
that's gonna be pretty interesting.
The fact that they're not doing it as an HBO Max series, but they are so confident in it that they're turning it into a film.
I was wondering, because as you are probably aware, they just finished a run of Superman and the Authority pretty recently, and I wonder if that has some sort of implication going into this.
I mean, that's actually a good thought process. It's likely.
Yeah. But The Authority, kind of wild. And I think they're trying to tap into some of that Boys energy.
Yeah.
Because while The Authority is not as, let's say, gruesome as the Boys.
Older?
Yeah. It's like in the neighborhood. It's like down the block.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically like Midnighter is like a more violent Batman, but not quite as psychotic the noir. Yeah. From the Boys.
So that's a real interesting one. That's probably the one that kind of cocked my eyebrow the most.
Yes. Concurred, Christopher.
Yeah.
So after that, we have... Paradise Lost, a HBO Max live-action TV series featuring the characters from Themyscira. He compared it to Game of Thrones as Westeros, but featuring the cast of Wonder Woman's origins.
Hmm.
So,
I'm a little handshaky on that one, but okay.
We'll see. We'll see how it is. The image that they used is pretty fucking cool, though.
Yeah.
After that is probably the one I'm most intrigued about, even though I fucking hate his all-star Superman, Grant Morrison's Batman and Robin story. The movie's going to be called The Brave and the Bold, and it's going to introduce Damian Wayne as Robin and tell the story of Batman discovering that he has a son who was raised as an assassin by Ra's and Talia al Ghul, and trying to deprogram his murderous tendencies to raise him to be a superhero.
Now, the thing I think that's interesting about this one is that it's not going to be Robert Pattinson in this one. Robert Pattinson will have his own Batman.
His Batman is an Elseworlds Batman, so that's his own thing.
That is going to be very interesting to kind of split, see how the audience split takes it.
Correct. We'll see.
Yeah.
After that is my show, my version of Creature Commandos, an HBO Max live-action series of Booster Gold.
Hell yeah.
My fucking boy. I know everyone's favorite Green Lantern.
I know you're very happy.
What'd you say, Josh?
I was like, what? He's not a lantern, is he?
No. It's a running joke of fans of Booster Gold, because in his episode that he shows up, his only cameo in Justice League, the cartoon in Justice League Unlimited, he rescues a kid and he goes, "Can I get your autograph, Green Lantern?"
Oh, nice.
And he's like, "I'm not even green." And it plays into the fact that no one knows who he is and that all he wants is to be known and loved. James Gunn called it Imposter Syndrome, the TV show.
Yeah, he might be able to pull that off, honestly.
I'm super excited.
That is something that I think has real potential.
100%.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you should put this, like, more closer, like, this should be before the Superman show. I don't know. I feel like, you know, with a Gunn's whole take on how he sees this universe, I feel like he should just do all the D-list characters of DC.
Now, I will say I do think there's some merit there, where if you had a Booster kind of outlining the stuff to come, that might be something. Yeah. But that is probably not in the plan. So, you know.
Who knows? Booster Gold could end with fucking Rip Hunter showing up and it being like, I don't know, man. I have hopes that Booster Gold is not gonna be just he's a fool. Like, they wouldn't dedicate a whole part of chapter one to a one off like joke series.
Right.
Like I believe that you have the right idea that Booster Gold will be used to seed the future events. Like, you know what? Chris, you know we fucking eat it up. The show ends and the stinger is Rip Hunter brings Booster Gold into his den, and we walk out and we see the fucking chalkboard lined up with a bunch of bullshit, and fans will just be theory casting for fucking a decade.
Yeah, we do need more theory casting.
So after that, we have the Supergirl movie, World of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And finally, a film, another live-action film of Swamp Thing that James Gunn said is going to be more horror-tinged.
Which is good. That's a good move.
Yes.
Agreed. And that's why I think the Creature Commandos will show up in that movie.
Which will also be really entertaining.
Also, I'm gonna send you guys something that someone shared. That's the slate.
Okay.
So pre-reboot, part one. Though he also stressed that these shows that and movies that he just announced are not all of part one. It's just all he can currently talk about of part one.
Okay.
And then at the bottom is the current. You know what else should have been a fucking Elseworlds? Just Young Justice.
I think this is as good a thing to tell you is that Young Justice is super dead.
Yep. Yeah. I hate it.
I know. This slate looks very interesting, and I think it has gotten people talking. So that is a positive.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, it's a really good it's a good setup. But the execution is just going to be the thing that we have to wait and see.
Yes.
We can talk all we want about this, but is Gunn going to be able to execute it? Or is he going to... Because the thing I'm concerned about, and you did bring this up, Chris, I don't think Discovery is going to have the patience for him. I really don't. And I'm saying this as kind of being a part of the industry. The people who run Discovery aren't the smartest people. And I'm saying that like from experience. Like they want cash. They spent a lot of money getting these IPs. And if they don't see a return instantly, they're gonna shelve a lot of this stuff.
I mean, we did see kind of that thing with Batgirl. Where yeah. Batgirl was what is the number they said? Like 75 to 90% finished?
Mm-hmm.
And they just were like, nah.
Yeah, they're like,
well, Batgirl was a victim of the merger.
That's true.
This is going to be a different style of bullshittery. That's all.
Yeah. It really is. Just, yeah. be prepared for anything.
I will be pleasantly surprised if half of these make it all the way through.
Yeah.
I'm confident that this state will. I'm confident.
The whole slate.
This whole current slate, I'm confident.
I really hope so, because and DC has this problem with their animated things where they tend to focus only on Batman and Superman. Because they sell, yeah. And when they try to branch out to doing, like, a Flash movie, they never sold. So they were like, well, I guess we're just going to keep doing Batman and Superman. And I see a lot of different heroes in this, like Blue Beetle and Supergirl. And, you know, if they don't sell, you know, we'll just be seeing Batman and Superman for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, that Blue Beetle movie is supposed to come out in August. Has anyone seen anything about it?
It's just an HBO Max film.
But, like, uh-oh. Anything.
I don't think we would until the very end. They don't really hype those up ahead of time.
It's just very strange to me, that's all.
I think you're very strange.
I am. Can we also talk, since we're finishing this segment, of what the fuck has Ezra Miller done, or what does he have, to get this Flash movie in theaters?
But not tell you.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
It is absolutely really fascinating, because he did some things that a lesser actor would have been totally shit-canned for.
Maybe blackmail. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. It's very strange, but, you know, Shazam 2 should be good.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Especially since we're not gonna have the weight of Black Adam hanging around us.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No.
Okay.
No, it's been a slow beginning of the year.
Yeah. It sure has.
But, you know, I think it'll probably speed up a little, hopefully, and then we'll talk about crazy shit once it starts revving up.
Well, Matt, you also wanted to talk about the Microsoft conference.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
By all means.
Give me one second.
Sure. I take it back. I'm not going to trust a guy named Wolfgang to play Superman. The more I think about it, the more I don't like it.
The more you don't like it.
No. You gonna shorten that to Wolfie?
What about Bizarro? He'll play Bizarro.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? We don't know. We can speculate all we want. This is what
half
we do.
Half the fun is the speculation.
Yeah. We're right. Theory crafting, Josh.
Yeah, and this is just how it is. And I don't know. Like I said earlier in the show, I just feel like there is going to be it's the ebb and flow of the industry, and we might be hitting a lull in the superhero genre. Hopefully the timing is right for Gunn, because I do like James Gunn, and I really hope he's extremely successful with this endeavor. I really do. I think he's a fun film director, and he makes a lot of fun films.
Without James Gunn, that Guardians of the Galaxy movie tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just feel like I don't think Discovery has the patience. I think they're not aware of the level. You have to be Feige in order to have the patience for Gunn.
Right. Gunn is the Feige now.
He is the Feige. Yeah. The only thing he doesn't have,
like the higher up people.
The only thing he doesn't have is the infinite money vault that Disney has.
Yeah, yeah, that is a reality. So
yeah,
it'll
be worth checking out.
Yes,
it's gonna. If that Superman movie is a major,
look, that's the end all be all, right? It is the Superman movie.
That really
movie.
Is.
If the Superman movie is a success, we're looking good.
Looking good. You're looking good.
If a Superman movie fucking tanks, or is even mediocre,
yeah,
that's a wrap.
I don't know. I feel like, and this is just pure speculation, I feel like if Superman is mediocre and does, let's say, $400 million, I think they'd push on to one more.
No way.
I think so. $400
million?
I think so.
That's not even going to be the budget.
Well, I don't know how much money was worth, but I'm speculating, like, you know, not a billion, maybe like 400 to 600 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I don't work for Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah, no. I also feel like they're not going to give them that type of budget. That's why we're going to see a no-name actor as Superman. They definitely should. You cannot argue with that. You can't be like, oh, you can't bring a big name in. There's no way. So in order to sell the premise, you have to have a lot of no-name people so you can keep that budget low. They have to make a return on it. And for a company that has made their profit off of reality TV, they're going to cut as many corners. They're going to kneecap James Gunn. So it's going to be, if he pulls this off, it's impressive. It will be at a level of like, holy shit, you can just give James Gunn like a box with some tools in it and like, go make a movie with this. And he makes it, like, yeah, do it. This guy is a genius.
Can James Gunn do it without getting a massive ulcer?
Guess we'll see.
What?
What do you mean?
An ulcer? Like a stomach ulcer from stress?
What's that based off of? Did he get did he have one?
No, it's just a common side effect of stress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We'll see. I guess we'll still see.
We will see.
Let's be optimistic. Or pessimistic. Or just,
I don't know.
Mania. I don't know. So what's going on with Microsoft? What do we got?
Well, they had an event this week. So that's pretty neat, right?
Doesn't sound too exciting.
No, so they had a good and bad scenario today.
Yeah. Should we hear the bad news first?
Damn it. Sorry, I keep getting messages from work. Sorry, give me one second.
So the good news is that Microsoft gave us updates on 6 major properties.
Oh, good.
Including Forza Mainline, which is just their we all assume that all the tech that goes into Forza is because of they're using it for other projects, because the amount of computer power they're running through to make these cars worth a damn is incredible. They're doing computer calculations to determine how dirt is done on the car.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, I'm pulling it up now too. They also talked about God damn it, piece of shit.
Okay, so basically Forza is coming out and it's a technical marvel, and just like all racing games always are, but it's boring.
Boring.
Okay.
Like it's Gran Turismo, it's Forza Motorsport.
If you love cars, this is the game for you.
Hey, there you go.
If you don't love cars, there's nothing for you there.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, at least the Horizon franchise of Forza is a lot of fun. It's like Burnout or something like that.
It's very arcadey.
Yeah, so, yeah.
They also announced Minecraft Legends getting some PvP.
Sure.
Tango Gameworks Hi-Fi Rush dropped. Stealth drop.
That's the big hotness of that whole thing, is that people are loving it. It was a stealth drop game It's a rhythm-based brawler with throwbacks to like Dreamcast era vibes of like game. And people are fucking loving it. Like, it's a critical darling, and people are saying Game of the Year contender already.
And the big shock is that it came from the developers of The Evil Within and Ghostwire Tokyo.
Right?
Interesting.
And it's
completely unrelated to anything else.
It's so silly.
So very silly.
Let's see. You can get all the Elder Scrolls Online chapters for free if you want, which I appreciate the level of dedication to just having so much content for Elder Scrolls Online. And we got some extended gameplay of Redfall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it true that Redfall's an online-only game, though?
It is. They announced that today. Even if you're playing single player, if you ever lose signal, it's over.
Yeah.
No? Well, that's going to be interesting.
But it's coming out on May the 2nd.
Yeah.
And then the bad news is Microsoft released like 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And also of that note is the extreme gutting of 343, which is the studio behind Halo, and the announcement that all the single player content and story based content they were working on is canceled. Uh-huh. And Halo as a franchise is getting a soft reboot internally. So it's going to be a while till we see anybody.
That does sound like it's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's very sad because I think the things that Halo Infinite did that were different were good, like the open world map and the traversal and everything was good, but the fact that it didn't have any co-op and the fact that they just don't seem to care to add any single player stuff, it's very disheartening.
Yeah. Womp womp. That's pretty much it on the, I mean, that's just real bad news for the franchise that built Xbox.
It's
tough. That's a tough blow for a lot of reasons, and it's just that's your flagship and you need to take care of your baby.
I think we've seen the end of I think there will be one more Halo game, but they're gonna become a lot less frequent. So yeah, what a bummer to end tonight on.
Yeah.
Oh, we can think of happy stuff, right?
Yeah, think of something happy, like The Sins of Sinister.
Series, you know.
I haven't read it yet. Shut up! I just got it today.
Josh, if you like Mr. Sinister, you need to read The Sins of Sinister.
Oh my God, I've heard amazing shit about this one. I heard it's just bonkers.
It's nuts, and it's the best.
I cannot wait.
It's so
everything.
Good.
How did I have a feeling? Like, okay, I'm going to say this, and I know it's hindsight, but like when I first read Powers and Sinister, you know, appears, and it's just like, I'm like, Hickman is setting up Sinister somehow, right? Like, he's got it. This is the real villain, right? Like,
hey, man.
No one is seeing it? No one is seeing that Sinister is going to be the real villain?
Have you heard the parable of the scorpion and the frog? Because that's all this is.
Yup.
That's the highlight. I'm leaving it on.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this to come out all in one nice omnibus and just... And then people going back and seeing, like...
Seeing everything that was seeded.
Yeah, it's like Sinister has been behind it the whole time.
Yeah. He's so cool. He's the best. All right.
He is the best. He really is.
On that upbeat note, I wish we were in a Sinister world. We'll be back in the next week or so. Stay frosty out there.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.